at home, Grown Radio, Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head
West Coast
here, man. We have some special guests in the house, man.
Wait, before we do that.
Please do that.
Before we do that.
Please.
I just want to say let me think. Let me
go
back.
It's going to take forever. God damn.
It's been a few years.
Okay.
It's been a few years.
Come on.
And I got put up on TIU.
Uh-huh.
And
I think the city been put up on TIU for a minute, though.
No, I know. But I'm saying for me.
Gotcha.
It's been at least about 4 years, give or take. About 4.5 years or something. I might be right or wrong.
Right.
So I got put up on TIU. And what's crazy is... I always would hear one song here, one song there, be like, this is the first time where I was like, okay, I've been fucking up.
Yeah, yeah.
These little niggas are the shit.
Oh, no, yeah, for sure, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The last two projects were fire.
Right.
Okay, so now you can introduce them.
No, and I think, and we'll get into that, man. 2018, it's a pleasure to have these cats in here, the first guest for 2018, man. King and Blast, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate y'all coming on through.
Hey.
I feel like it's the right time, man. Like he was saying, we've been knowing about the movement, you know, for some time. Shout out to Jizzle, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Put us on, you guys, some time ago when the whole movement was strong. And I felt the same way. I felt like the projects were really good. They were strong. But this one right here is special. You know what I'm saying? And it stands out. You know what I'm saying? And for a lot of different reasons. And I want to say that's the main thing. That's like, okay, when you know something sticks out like that, especially if you know somebody for some time, you gotta do everything you can to support that. So without further ado, King and Blast in the
building,
man.
King and fucking Blast.
Absolutely, man.
That was a hell of an intro.
Hell yeah. And we don't do it like that either, man, but we support what you guys are doing, especially for the city. So going to let them know, man, that the new project's out right now.
Hell yeah.
Give them the name. Gift and the Curse.
King and Blast, Gift and the Curse.
Gift and the Curse. Let me tell you something.
Everywhere.
I've been listening to nothing but Gift and the Curse. Uh-huh. I've been listening to Gift and the Curse, y'all shit, RJ shit with Mustard, and that's about it.
Yeah.
That's all I've been listening to, really.
No, it's got some replay value, for real.
For real, for
like,
real.
Appreciate really, really that, run back. So, I mean, first of all, tell them why you call it that. What's the purpose behind the name?
Well, we both have different perceptions in it, which both, you know, simulate to the same thing.
Right.
You know, Gift and the Curse is really a gift and a curse in everything that we do. Like, every song on the album, you see a gift and a curse about it, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And everything we do is really a gift and a curse. Like, being so good at engineering or something, you know what I'm saying? You can't really focus on being an artist because everybody gonna want you to engineer for their songs, or you know what I'm saying? That type of stuff right there, like that, you know, that's the gift and the curse of being so good, or you know what I'm saying? It's just so many examples.
Yeah. So I mean, do you okay? First of all, King, let them know like what you do. You know what I'm saying? In terms of like writing, producing, like what all do you do? What do you bring to the table?
So I write, produce, engineer.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
And we do everything ourselves. Yeah,
Blast, what do you do?
We do the same thing equally. I produce, engineer.
And Blast is like he getting money, too.
He got I told you what I'm saying? He got the trench coat with the zipper.
Nah, Blast in here on his Pusha T shit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? With
God damn.
Hey, man, but before we go any further, man, I just want to say I appreciate y'all for having us.
Out
the gate,
because,
man, we've been putting a lot of work in these streets. But
sure.
Just seeing y'all, like...
You seen the whole
way
shit.
Back. Yeah, straight up. Y'all, from
the apartment to the second spot.
Straight
yeah.
up. We seen y'all growing up. I'm talking about Kendrick interviews, Jizzle interviews.
Yeah.
We've been watching y'all. So
that's
just
love,
to be in this chair right now.
Right.
Individually, I know we came up here before, but
But see the thing, and that's what I wanna reiterate is that y'all motherfuckers earned the spot.
Right.
You guys earned it. So it's like, yeah, we appreciate that, and I do take the compliments. Like I love that.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys earned that spot. So
appreciate
I don't want
that.
You to take that lightly at all.
Appreciate.
Like
right.
We literally was like, no, we gotta start the year off and let people, we gotta set the tone with this shit.
Yeah.
But talking about the project specifically, like when you go into a body of work like this, do you know ahead of time like what kind of magnitude is going to be, because you have worked on so much shit, right? I would imagine it's kind of, I don't know if it's easy or hard to kind of put a project together, but you got a body of work and to get the reception that you've been getting, the love off of this early on, do you know what it's going to be before it is, or is just kind of something that after you drop it, it's like, okay, we're on to some shit that's different than the previous projects that we've dropped.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's like that. You know something different. So you got to put your faith in behind it, and right. You know, and your hope and all your belief in behind yourself, so you know that, you know what I'm saying? That's what was different. And what was really different is, you know, we wanted to get the streets more of ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people didn't really know us mm-hmm. personally. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So we wanted to give them our personal selves, get them to know us more. You right. know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What I would think is a gift and a curse as well. I mean, like, again, shouts to Jizzle. You know what I'm saying? You guys are under that string, and you guys all collectively work together. Yeah. But at the same time, that it's one thing that you can easily get overshadowed as well. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
And being talented like that, like, a lot of people, I think people take that for granted. Like,
right.
Nobody, there's not really too many people. I mean, there's people out there that's writing, producing, and doing that, but not to that magnitude where it's that talent there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And the kind of body of work, working with other people, like straight up, you guys put me on to Jason Cash, like, oh, yeah. And he's from my city.
Real
like,
shit. Yeah, yeah.
Shout out Jason That's Cash, right there, Carson, man. California.
The funny part about that shit, he actually sent me an email like, yo, I reached out to Homegrown a while back. I'm glad I'm on you guys' radar right now. But it goes to show, like, when you do it the right way, that organic love is gonna find its way there. So I mean, I attribute you guys' music to me following who he is and putting me on his radar.
And shout out to Jason Cash too, because he ran up on me when I was in the Nickersons for the TDE event. Yeah. And he in a cast and everything. He was like, look, bro, I'm from Carson too. I know you from Carson. Like, he started just telling me his whole story, and I'm like, and then I was like, wait, you and the King and Blast song?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, them is my bros. I'm like, I fuck with your shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, that's crazy to me.
200
that's
go hard.
That shit is hard. You know what I'm saying? But like, I want to commend y'all too for, like, it'd be easy for y'all to go get a name or go get this person or go get that person. Yeah, like, they do the feature shit. Yeah. But then you fuck with, like, your team, your squad. Yeah. I 100%, 1,000% respect that, because that's how I am. I fuck with Chuck Dizzle. I fuck with Sparkle, Lupe, you know, Alex. Yeah, like, this is my crew. Right. So, like, to keep it all in the family type of thing, I fuck with that.
Man, that's our motto, TIU, like is family first, you know what I'm saying? So that's why we respect what y'all got going, even from the brand, Homegrown. It starts in the home, you know what I'm saying? That's where we spread it from.
Now, go ahead.
I was going to say, how long did it take to put this body of work together, like from start to finish? Were these records that you kind of collectively had over, let's say, the last few months, years, what?
It took us 6 months.
What? Get the fuck out of here.
It took us 6 months. We had it ready. We had it ready way before we were supposed to drop it.
Really?
Yeah.
So,
why though?
Because we wanted to be pushed differently. Like,
yeah.
So we try to get it pushed a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm trying to find the right word, so I don't want to say the wrong word, but
niggas try to be Hollywood.
Yeah.
We just had to drop it.
Keep it solid, bro. Yeah. Keep it solid.
Straight up.
Real talk. Hey, it was funny because it does sound like a summer record. Mm-hmm. It sounds like some shit that would have dropped in the summer. But okay, so hear me out. It sounds like a summer record, but the shit is still timeless.
Right.
Which is good. Like, and it has that. It's what LA sounds like, and that's one thing that we always kind of push. Like, yo, this is what LA sounds like, and I think you guys took that on your back, man. Now talk about the different areas. I've heard it throughout the project, the different areas that you guys kind of represent from. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Shit. I don't grew up.
This nigga king from everywhere.
Yeah. That's how I am.
Yeah, I don't grew up everywhere. I don't even want to claim.
He's like, I can't put one spot over the other one. Yeah,
I can't claim nowhere. Right now, I stay in Inglewood on Crenshaw. I've been staying there for 5 years now.
Yeah.
I done lived on the west side.
Yeah.
And I done lived on the south side in Compton. Mm-hmm. I done stayed all through Bellflower, Lakewood.
Damn, yeah. South Bay area, all that shit.
Hey, you got the same life story as I do.
East crazy. LA.
That's crazy.
Wait, you lived in East Los?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Hey. 60 in San Pedro.
Wow. Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, listen, check this out. If you're not from LA, you don't know what that means.
27th in Vermont.
Wow. Hey, listen. That's not something. Hold on. That's not something you just blow past. Yeah, we got a lot of people that listen to our shit.
Hell no,
they're not from LA.
So if you're not from LA
and you don't understand that this black man was living in East Los, in East LA, that's a different kind of motherfucker.
Exactly.
People don't even understand. Like Alondra, Rosecrans and Alondra.
Yep.
Just Alondra, period. Alondra and Bellflower. Just it's so many streets, man. It's so much in LA. It's a lot.
But how do you tap that in to put back into the music too? Like these, I'm sure what people don't understand also is that these regions that you are talking about, you know, people may or may not know that even living in LA may not know that there's different sounds that come with different places. So how are you able to tap into those different regions and kind of ultimately put that into, you know, displaying that with the music?
Right. I think that comes with not like persuading or not to say persuading, because you know I grew up around a lot of gangbangers. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't claim nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, and I love everybody that come around me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I show them open arms love and they show me love back. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I just want to show them everything. You know, from everywhere I've been, and it's all been love since growing up everywhere. Mm-hmm. From everywhere I've been.
That's crazy.
Because my mom, my dad, my whole family's Jamaican. So, like, our doors is open. Dude, every day, our doors is never closed. Like, right. every door is open.
Literally.
The front door is open.
Literally.
Like, people be walking in. Like,
damn.
It be dogs coming to the yard.
Is your house like the spot where people just come and post up?
It's a spot.
Wow.
His spot is the headquarters. Right? That's where we record at. We do everything there.
Now, are you guys related, or how did you guys link up? Like, obviously, I know. Give them the history of, like, the TIU, but how did you guys, like, kind of link up?
Man, we went way back. You want to tell them, Blast?
Shit, well, it's crazy because, all right, so we was living out here. Well, speaking about me individually, I was living out here first on the east side of L.A.,
mm-hmm.
moving back and forth from Inglewood, east side of L.A. Then, like, high school years, my mom wanted me to move towards the I.E., mm-hmm. so I lived out there.
Out, yeah.
Straight up. And then that's where I met King out there.
So you was out there too? Yep. God damn it. You didn't even talk about the IE shit.
Whole different.
It's a whole different. Okay.
Exactly.
Damn, dog.
Yeah.
Damn.
So long story short, when he graduated from high school, because he's like a year older than me,
mm-hmm.
I was still in the IE. He hit me up on some music shit like, yeah, bro, I got this music situation. My sister pushing me, which is LT.
Right, right.
So he hit me up. We recorded this song. He sent me the song. I recorded, but my situation was horrible. I was recording like on a Rock Band microphone.
Hey, the verse was killer, like, though.
I was just hungry.
The verse is killer, though.
So you can even hear past the quality that, yeah, you know, yeah.
I hear past the quality.
Gotcha.
The verse was killer, though.
Wow.
The audio was, I was like, yeah, we got to get him in the studio.
You got to get about the rocks, man. Come on.
Shit. So when LT heard the verse or whatever, she picked me up from the IE, took me to my first studio where I ever recorded my first, like, song.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Or whatever. Yeah,
which yeah, for again, the people that are out of LA area,
that's not just the hop, skip, and a jump.
Not like 10 minutes away, especially with traffic.
For real.
You know,
yeah,
so
yeah,
she
that's
came and swooped you up and brought you to the studio to record some better quality shit.
Hell yeah. For a year straight, we was doing that.
Get
we
the
was
fuck
going straight,
out of
straight
here.
Back to the IE, picking him up.
Wow.
Picking
him
up. Going all the way to where we was going
to Upland.
No, to we was going to Envy's. We was recording at Envy's. Shout out to Envy, my boy Envy. Yeah, that, man.
So
yeah.
Okay, so fast forward to Gift and a Curse. Like, mm-hmm. what was the first song that was created for the project and kind of set the tone for what we have today?
That's crazy.
Or do y'all just record so much fucking music you just don't really realize what's
the
what?
The reason why I say that's crazy is because we had songs that started off the tone but didn't make the album.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? And it was just, I would say the first song, which is Streets
Word.
Is Calling.
Yeah.
That kind of set the tone of work, like the so direction we wanted to go with.
Right.
I would say that.
But like, you know, when I'm listening to the, I listen to the project like front to back at least two or three times. And as I'm listening to it, like I noticed there's a story.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's a chronological story. Like mm-hmm. it's interlude, but it's flowing into each, the next record, into the next record, into the next record. That, so y'all went in purposely doing that purposely. From jump.
Right. Yeah.
That was the thought. Like, we're gonna tell this whole story, like
yeah. I'm big on like older albums and stuff where it's
narration.
Like cohesive. Everything mm-hmm. is cohesive.
Time out real quick. Salute for doing that Rhythmalism reference. the 1.5, 2, 2.5, 3.
Yeah.
I fuck with that shit. I fuck. That was one of my favorite albums. When I heard, I'm like, what these
Chuck is buying.
Yeah. So yeah, when I heard, my bad, time back in, but yeah, I just had to give you a salute on that one. So you into old albums, and that's kind of how you created the narrative of that.
Because I wanted to make it to where it wasn't just a bunch of songs. I wanted to make an experience. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So when you come to the shows, you get a whole vibe. Like we get a. I want to do shit like have stage setups, and streets with the street, visualizing shit like how we got the song. Of like course. when I make the song, I want it to look like the music video.
Right.
So that's the type of shit I be thinking about as I'm creating. You know what I'm saying? And that's how we put the project together.
Now, visually, like what did you guys think of again when you're going into making this body of work? Mm-hmm. What was the intention for the fan? Like, what did you want to give them? What did you want them to walk away knowing who King and Blast, you know, are? What's that go away message for people that maybe have not tapped into it yet? What do you want them to walk away from listening to this project?
Well, me personally, because I like to give the album two different names. I like to call it Gift and a Curse, but a dedication to LA.
Mm.
So I always wanted to like make a project that was big in my community, to where like it's so big that it grow from there and go big.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that was kind of my thing, just dedicating how I grew up and seen things growing up, and how I just why I call it the gift and the curse is just my balance is how I got out my situations and you know how I just avoided all the bullshit that we was going through and just became the man that I am today.
Yeah,
pretty much.
How does that happen though? Like, unfortunately, being in LA, that the gift and the curses. Some people like yourselves and like myself and like Head that don't go that route. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Other people have to unfortunately go that route, you know what I'm saying, depending on their circumstance.
Right.
How are you guys able to kind of walk away from it? Like, not necessarily walk away from it, but avoid it where people aren't necessarily pressuring you to do that shit. Was it the talent that they seen? It was like, yo, yeah, y'all little niggas got that, push the music? Or was it something where they just kind of knew, yeah, we not fucking with them?
I think it was more of you know, being blessed with having a studio so young.
Real shit.
Like, so you had somewhere to go.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, you know, have like LT and you know, cause when I went to the IE, I left straight out of Compton.
Wow.
Yeah, straight to the IE.
Word.
I was a little bad.
Yeah. Wow, I'm gone.
Yeah, I was bad.
Yeah.
But then they had these access classes where it was like after school and shit, and they would teach you like how to engineer.
Oh, word.
Yeah.
It was pretty dope. System.
Damn.
Real different
than the IE. That shit's crazy.
Really?
Amazing. Amazing.
None of that shit out here.
None of that shit. Like, none of that shit.
Well, yeah, engineering classes in high school.
They had a junior high. Rap class.
Get the
it was
fuck
junior high. We called
here.
It rap class. Yeah.
Are you serious?
It was amazing.
What fucking high school was this?
This is Upland Junior High.
Junior
High.
Fucking high.
Yeah.
They got a rap class.
Had a rap class. That shit was amazing.
Oh, that's dope.
Let you record on Pro Tools.
We used to be in there from after school. We used to be into like 6 to 7 o'clock.
So that already showed you from that. Yeah. So from early on, like from that age, there was no other option. Like the music was the only thing. There was no other thing, no other option as far as outside of music.
There was no other option.
Any jobs that you guys tapped into in the process of like this whole?
I did like PCA work. Before, like, it didn't last that long.
He said, fuck that. I'm still thinking about this music shit.
Yeah. I was like, nah, I can't have a job.
Never.
You've never had a job?
Nah, I'm never going to have a job. This is my job.
Never had a job. You never washed cars, babysat kids,
sold lemonade, none of that shit.
Yeah, I had a lemonade stand.
You gotta get your voice.
Yeah, I had a lemonade stand.
Here we go.
So you sold lemonade.
Straight up.
How much was a cup?
Shit, I don't even remember. Probably like 50 cents.
Oh, shit.
But you know, when you a kid, people give you like
$20
donations.
They like,
yeah, for real.
So you was hustling up.
I wouldn't necessarily consider that a job. That's more of a hustle.
That's entrepreneur. Right
for
there.
Sure, yeah. For sure. So yeah, but how did you get the lemonade though?
Shoot, honestly, in Upland they got lemon trees and all
they
kind
of stuff.
You was juicing your own lemons? Oh no, you tripping?
It was really.
I'd have been concentrate from a motherfucker. My shit would have been straight from concentrate. I'd have got the powder shit from the 99 cent store. That shit up outside.
That's a real hustle.
Cooking that shit up like dope
right there.
Real shit.
Now see, you talked about having so much songs and certain songs creating a tone or having a tone, but not necessarily going at. What was the elimination process like? How many tracks did you have? Because I think it's with like 13, 14. I can't.
Oh man, no, we what was it like 16? that we wanted to do? 16, 17?
Yeah,
no, how many are on there right now? I can't remember.
It's 13.
13.
It's
so 13. The overall, you had like 16 or 17?
Yeah, it was like 16,
so it's not
17.
That bad. I mean, only eliminating three or four, but how hard was that process? It was more than that?
We had way more than 16 more songs.
So I'm saying, like, number, like, we had a
list. Oh, 16 to eliminate?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
we put 16 and then we kept dissecting.
Yeah, it was way more than that. But we had, like, it was going to be 16 songs, but it was like, damn. We had to take it down to 13. It was way more than that. It was hard.
So for you, how do you guys make that decision? Do you rely on the team to kind of help you out, or let's go with the name, for instance, mm-hmm. Give Them the Curse, right? Mm-hmm. When that thought came up, were you both in agreement, like, yeah, that's it, or was it like, nah, I kind of fuck with this, and the team had to kind of construct it, like, yeah, that's gonna be the final name.
I would say just like I was talking about the storyline, like, mm-hmm. what fits, like. What scene should go after that? Like, I look at it in movie perspective. All right. Like, mm-hmm. All right, what's gonna happen after this scene? What scene is it? All right, this scene is unnecessary. We could take this out. We mm-hmm. could just throw this out on some, you know, promo run type shit.
Right.
And that's just how we kind of eliminated it.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is what I want to talk about real quick. So, there's my favorite song in the project. Mm-hmm. Favorite song is "Blame My City." Mm. Like, hands down, I'll be wearing that shit out, low key. And people that be around me,
I appreciate you, bro.
People around me really tired of that song,
man.
Because I listen to it all the time. Like, okay, whose idea was it? I mean, because y'all been doing this for a while. Like, that was the point of me talking about y'all a few years back. Mm-hmm. Y'all have always incorporated different patterns and melodies, and like, you always been on that. Like, I noticed that through the course of me listening to y'all shit over the last few years.
Yeah, early on,
you've always done melody. You've always done a little bit of rhythm. You've always done it's always been that. So like, when I'm listening to this song, I hear all the the last 4 years that I've been knowing who y'all are. Culminated into that one song. Yeah. It's got rapping, wow. It's got vibe, it's got melody, it's got cadence. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's the bar.
That's hard. Mm.
I feel like that's the bar that now you can't ever go anything do anything right. below that right. song, because that song incorporates, to me, that's what I feel like y'all brand is. Mm. Like, it's y'all dope, mm-hmm. but then it's also some real vibe in there. But then it's also some dope fucking melody in there. Yeah. Yeah. Now, which one of y'all is the brains of the operation? whose idea is it to come up? Who's like, okay, we're gonna do the melody like this?
That was this guy right here.
The motherfucker with the trench coat, King Push.
How you know?
Blast over there.
This motherfucker right here. Hey, this nigga can sing. I'm telling you.
Yeah. Nah. Okay, let me ask you.
I'm talking about cold.
If you could really fucking sing,
I'm talking cold.
Like, for instance, if I could really sing, I wouldn't do shit else. I wouldn't play drums, trumpet, rap, nothing.
You tripping?
I would if you really got vocals like that,
why not display? I mean, I'm gonna let him speak for himself.
Go ahead.
About what?
About the singing shit.
He said, why?
I don't know. I just like vibes. You know what I'm saying? I don't really try to focus on what I can do the best. I just try to make the energy how it feel. I don't care about how it sound, how it make people feel.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when you was talking about Blame My City, I'm big on anthem songs, you know what I'm saying? I think about Blame My City, I think of songs like California Love, mm-hmm. you know, something that's gonna mean something to the area I'm from, you know what I'm saying? So I don't really try to focus on the talent. I focus on giving people the feeling that I feel when I'm looking at my city and how I feel about it. You know what I'm saying?
That's definitely it, man.
Did you came up with that with the hook and all that?
Yeah.
That shit is good, bro. That shit is fucking good.
I still think that,
and I don't like nothing or nobody.
I'm telling you, that's
I mean,
shit. Hey, I know. Trust me.
Yeah. He's like, I know.
I know your resume.
Right. Yeah.
Ain't nothing to play with.
For real.
I fuck with a couple of them. I fuck with that. The one that had me anticipating the project was the Outkast joint, and then when I heard the "What's Up With You," I'm like, okay, this is a hit song. Mm-hmm. This is a fucking hit. This is a hit fucking record. And then you had the records like 200 where y'all niggas just spazzing on that motherfucker too, man. Yeah. So I felt like you gave something not only for the city but for every type of music fan. You know what I'm saying? Right. You got some the melodic shit. Mm-hmm. You got the gas. You know what I'm saying? You got all types of shit, and it's like, I'm just amazed that you guys were able to pull this off like that. Man. For you, what was the reception like early on, and when did you realize, like, okay, we're on some shit? Because I'm sure, you know, the city fucks with you. You got people that fuck with you that yeah. come to the shows, support the music, maybe hit the studios with you. But do you guys realize the difference between this project versus the other ones, or is it still kind of early on for you that you still testing the temperature?
I feel like it's still early on. Like, we feel like we deserve so much more. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that hunger is what drives us to keep pushing the envelope. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, we don't even be worried about how people gonna react. We just
I'm not saying it so you can get complacent.
Right.
But you need to know that this shit is different than the other project. And not to shit on the other project. The projects are great. Right. But I think it shows a little testament to, and I've been seeing it too across social media. The people that have been like fucking with it. Hell yeah. Ourselves, but the people that have been like really fucking with it, you guys have been reposting that shit.
Hell yeah.
It's just a different temperature, it's a different energy.
So I notice a difference.
Hold on to that shit.
I definitely notice a difference. This project definitely stands out from far than and the other one was jamming too. Because
the other one was good.
I forgot the name of the last project before this one.
Original.
Was it a King and Blast or was it a TIU?
It was a King and Blast.
Okay. TIU. Yeah. See?
It was original.
Wait, which one are you talking about?
No. It was a TIU project.
Okay.
TIU
project. So whatever the project was before this one, it was cool. Mm-hmm. This one is way more attention, and I noticed that every time I because I've been playing it for people.
Right. Yeah.
I want people to know about this shit. Right. So I play it for somebody and like, yo, this shit is good. And then even me posting and shit, people were hitting me like, hey, I checked that shit out. You know what I mean? That's and dope. I think that this one to me is like one of those ones where y'all hold on to that, like he was saying, hold on to that energy and push that shit and ride it out. Because I think that, like you said, y'all deserve way more than what you probably get now. Mm-hmm. But then everybody feels like that.
Yeah, that's true.
So the main thing that I noticed the difference though is what you deserve versus what you actually receive is always a testament to how much you put in and how hard you go.
Damn, that's
game.
Man, straight up,
that's real game right there.
What were you guys listening to prior to? Not prior to this, but like just growing up, like what are some of the influences? You know what I'm saying? Like key artists, like I'll tell you about my argument, but in terms of like artists that you guys fuck with, that whether you're setting yourself up for constructing albums this way, or it's like, man, these are just my go to jams or whatever the case may be. Who the people that you guys fuck with?
The jams.
Took it back to fucking 85 with that shit. The jams. So who you guys influenced by?
Shit. Dungeon Family, Game, Lil Wayne, who else? Pharrell.
Mm. Real song creators.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm big on. I'm big on people like how you said, Pharrell to Kanye West.
Kanye.
Like you said, song creators.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Visionaries.
Because that's what I hear. I mean, that's what I hear in this. That's what I hear. I hear really good. Like songwriters, you know what I'm saying? So commend you on that. Let's get into some other shit real quick. What do you think about Lil Wayne? You heard Lil Wayne's new project, Dedication 6?
I really haven't.
Hey, Lil Wayne,
I've been hearing songs, but I ain't really got the time to really
go into.
Did you hear the one with Drake?
Yeah, I heard the one with Drake, but what I've been hearing the reception about it, because I only listened to it once, but. Been fucking with y'all shit too much. You know what I'm saying? Listen to y'all shit. But everybody's been saying that Drake gassed it and Wayne kind of came a little lazy on it. Like
what?
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing about. Hearing people say like Drake referenced and talked about the whole, you know, kind of like the situation. Like I'll pay Wayne out of my own money or whatever he said. The reference for that. But
I've never heard a Drake and Lil Wayne song where Lil Wayne got body.
Body. Yeah, I mean either.
Really?
Really? I don't know. I got to think about that.
About to say, can we go to the?
No, I got
to
think about it. We got to ask the audience because I got
to phone a friend.
Yeah,
Instagram live and want to tap in.
I got to think about it. I don't want to jump out the window. And shit.
I think Lil Wayne be knowing like, okay, this nigga think he did something.
Yeah,
right.
Only because like when we heard this one like, right? Okay, again, you haven't heard the project, right? The Dedication 6, right?
I haven't heard it.
That's the thing.
I gotta go listen to it too.
Being a big little that's the problem. Mm-hmm. Being a big Lil Wayne fan and fans out there like that, they've been waiting for a new album from them. They got a project, and it's been quiet. The most that I've heard is what Drake said on that particular record.
Straight up.
So that's where I'm just like, yo, okay, he might have bars on there, but I'm not hearing anybody talk about.
Yeah,
it's no hype around.
At the end of the day, Wayne is Wayne. You know what I'm saying?
Wayne is Wayne. But okay, next point, Eminem. Everybody been waiting for Eminem to drop. You heard Eminem's new album?
That shit trash.
Yeah. Which brings me to my point. Here's my point. I'm saying all this for a reason. When you have people that are influential, when you have people that are game changers, that do shit, the Waynes, the Eminems, the Kanyes, and they drop projects that are lackluster, does that take away from their legacy and what they've done?
No, of course not.
So
that's Eminem at the end of the day.
If M drops three more duds, does that take away from his legacy?
He got to retire after this.
Exactly.
Retire.
That's my point. After a while, like, how many goose eggs can you put up, though?
We hold people to such high of a standard.
Right.
Like, yeah, we don't want anything they do. It's like, oh, come on now, bro.
It's not what it used to be.
Yeah. It's like it's real pivotal, whatever he do right now. So it's like it's looked at on a magnifying glass.
So right. I'm glad that you brought that up, Chuck.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
King and Blast. What do y'all listen to that's the bar for y'all? Like, this is the – okay.
We got to be like
We got to do – we got to compete at that level. What's the bar? And by the way, the Eminem shit was trash.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Shit.
The bar for me.
Go ahead, bro.
The bar for me, damn.
You can name an artist or a project.
My bar is like longevity.
Okay, so who's in that realm?
Name an artist or a project.
Tupac.
I like that. Yeah, Tupac.
It's like who's the most impactful?
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying, to the culture.
I ain't gonna lie. You know what I've been bumping lately?
Who that?
Beach House 3.
Ty got some shit. That shit is different musically.
Oh my god.
And in my opinion, that one was different than the other projects that he put
that
out as well.
That shit's so amazing.
For sure.
So the reason why I asked that is because, like he was saying, like I'm listening. First of all, I'm a fan. Mm-hmm. Second of all, I got into this shit because I was a fan. Man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a radio guy. Right. I always wanted to do radio. But I'm a fan first.
So the
part about it, what he was talking about, is when people who you are a genuine fan of, yeah, and they drop some shit, and you like, man, what the fuck is this?
Oh, yeah.
I just spent 55 minutes listening to this bullshit. I could have been listening to King and Blast shit. You know? Or you know what I mean? Or some Chris O'Bannon shit. Like, my thing is, when you hear some shit right, like that don't inspire you, or when you hear some shit that is like you said, Eminem shit was trash. Yeah. But at the end of the day, that's still Eminem. You don't really want that problem.
Right. Yeah. You don't want to wake that beast up.
You still kind of don't want that problem.
You don't want to look at this clip and be like, oh yeah, fuck that. Yeah.
That'd be stupid.
But do you have those moments amongst each other where somebody'll do some shit? Like, say you'll go in the booth. Let's just throw it out there. Let's say King go in the booth, right? Mm-hmm. And he lay some shit. And you in the other room like, huh?
This is just all curse right here.
Yeah,
ain't no gift in this motherfucker.
Yeah, ain't no gifts. It's all curse.
Hey, my nigga, I need some gift. hey, punch in some gift, my nigga. I need some gift on that shit.
Hey, what's those? I know y'all had those moments at least over the years, not recently.
Hey, come on now.
What are those moments like?
You gotta get back up in there, bro.
But how do you tell the homie?
Can y'all be honest with each other?
Yeah, of course.
That's happened before.
Yeah.
So walk me real quick. Just tell me give me a situation. Who had to go back in? Look at that.
We all been there before.
And that's cool.
I'm gonna say, Forgiving the Curse, it's a lot of verses on there that I rewrote about three times.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
So what I'm saying is, where's that situation where you went into where somebody went in the booth, mm-hmm, and then it was like, and the homie came out, he's like, I don't know, bro.
This ain't this.
Yeah, you probably
you
got.
Said, what's it like?
Like,
a situation?
Give me one of those situations. If not recently, over the last however many years, give me one of those situations. It don't have to be between y'all. It could be anybody from the crew.
That just go on the beat, then you be like, I don't know, like
you gotta redo that shit.
Yeah, like you know like you'll know in your mind, like, you know what I'm saying? But in your head, you're not like, you know what I'm saying? It's like a mental thing. Like, you know, you need that push.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Cause you don't want to settle. Like in your mind, you know that it's not, like, you know, you
that
know
shit
you
ain't do right. He said he like, did that shit to himself.
Yeah. Like, so you know somebody what? Tell you, like, come on, bro, you could do better. Like, you could do better.
Right.
You're gonna be like, yeah, you're right.
But see, that's the thing. That's the good part about like having that conversation amongst, you know what I'm saying? It's that friendly competition at the same time, and that's only gonna elevate you and make you better. Like you said, you rewrote a couple of them and. Obviously, it's better. You know what I'm saying? Or it wouldn't have made the cut.
Okay.
For your own sake.
Okay, last part about this. King of Blast, Gift and the Curse, projects, it's blown up. It's getting played all over the place. Eminem, it's like, yo, I want to jump on this motherfucker, right? Eminem sent y'all the verse. Y'all send him the track. He send y'all the verse back. Verse is trash.
Trash. It's trash. Weak. It's weak.
Eminem,
it's weak, but it's good.
Hey, Eminem, it's I'm weak. Talking about like, it's
trash.
Like, the verse, he all off beat. Ooh. You asked him for a 16. He sent you an 11.
11?
And it just don't make sense.
That don't even make sense.
Exactly. Okay, but I'm saying the verse is trash. What do y'all do?
What do I do? It ain't making a cut. I'm sorry, Em. I ain't gonna lie to you, man.
You lying.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Man, it ain't gonna make no extended cut. Extended cut?
King.
King throwing Eminem on there.
That's when you just have to have
what about Ye?
LT make that call.
Ye sent y'all trash verse, which I don't see happening, but Ye sent y'all versus trash.
I fuck with Ye. I don't know. He sees shit too. Differently. Yeah. His trash is great.
No, it's trash to everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Ye sent you the verse. It's trash. What do you do?
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know.
That's like a dream feature.
Yeah, right. If Hov sent one,
that's impossible. Hov ain't sending no trash verse.
You gonna take the trash Hov verse.
Ain't no trash Hov verse. That's impossible.
But Yay said y'all verse is trash. You keep it or you dump it. You send it back to him, telling him to do it over. What you do?
Damn.
Do it over.
You'll email Yay. Hey, you send him his attachment back. You send him the attachment back. You send him the MP3 back.
Refresh.
Hey, 2018. We gotta be real with everybody. Yeah. Fuck it.
Like, you know what? This ain't really the direction.
You know what's crazy? I think that low key, if y'all was say it was Ye, Wayne, if y'all sent them a verse back,
they'll come back and
at the level where y'all at. I think they would like low key respect it.
Hell yeah! They
like these niggas it. Told me to no. redo my verse. I'm gonna redo it. On the strength of y'all had the balls.
Hey, that's real though.
Yeah. Real shit.
They just blackball you out the industry.
Give them the gift of the curse. Give them the curse. Whatever one you want. You know what I mean? Now, is it at this point? Is it pressure to or not even necessarily pressure, but with the way people consume music nowadays? You know what I'm saying? You can drop a project. It dropped in like the end of 2017. Mm-hmm. Okay. And now people probably ask, yo, what's the next shit coming out? I don't know if people have been hitting you with that just yet, but I've seen it numerous times when people drop music. It's like, yo, when's the next shit coming out? It's like, dude,
we got people asking for certain songs that we don't even know how they know about.
Get the fuck out of here.
Like,
that was supposed to be on the project or just,
yeah,
just
that we was plotting on putting on the project.
Oh, wow. So y'all got some inside leaks.
But like we said, you got to remember, the project was done 6 months ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we for sure got something else in the clip for sure.
Now, this is something I do want to talk about real quick. New Year's resolutions, right? Mm-hmm. I think they're bullshit.
Hell yeah.
King of Blast, y'all kicking off the first live show of our new year.
Ooh, that's so
fair enough.
Yeah. But
hey, that's what's up.
We went into the new year and everybody's making New Year's resolutions, this and that. How do y'all feel about that?
I feel like damn, don't wait till New Year. Like you can't wait till the New Year to try to.
Exactly how I feel.
Did y'all make any
things like amongst each other? Any goals that you plan on hitting?
Oh man, we got
for sure.
Oh man,
tour or what? Like
exactly, that's on the top of the
list. That's on the top. Mm-hmm. Of
so you guys
sure.
want to go on tour?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. We're off the gift for the gift and the curse.
Oh man, we got so much things that we want to like we got songs that we made just to perform, like, you know,
on tour.
just to perform on tour.
Have you got a chance to perform at all, any of the material as of yet?
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
We even performed some of the songs on the album before we dropped them.
Nice.
So it's like some of the shows that we did, we were performing, testing the waters with the songs.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? People really loved them, like.
Oh man,
I like that, testing the waters. Testing the waters with the
just, you know, playing it by ear. All these other terms and shit.
And also too, I noticed y'all came in with the double cup. So I just posted a video to homie Mozzie.
That's just for effect.
Nah, see, styrofoam really keep your shit cold.
Got you. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm definitely not sipping that lean.
Okay.
It's some Hennessy right here.
Y'all not sipping the lean or the perp or whatever the fuck. I'm out of the loop.
Right.
Oh shit, my god.
Yeah.
DJ Phillip.
That's what I got shot.
Nah.
So y'all. So that's what I want to touch on. I just posted. I'm just for the people that's listening that don't know. I reposted it. You can check it out on my Instagram. But Mozzie just effectively pretty much quit drinking lean, which was his shit.
Shout out Mozzie, man.
That was some big boy.
Anybody that saw the interview that we did with Mozzie, we fuck with Mozzie. He gave us a great interview, but he was gone.
I saw that interview.
You saw the interview? Mozzie came up here and he was totally like
zapped out.
Yeah.
He was leaned out.
Oh yeah, he was zapped out.
In the words of Frontline, he was zapped out.
Zapped out.
Yeah, straight up. Incorporate that one into the vernacular. But yeah, Mozzie was definitely like zoned out, and I think that that's why it was so impactful for me when I saw that video. He's like, "Yo, I'm 11 days in. It don't matter how many days or every day
you make that attempt,
it's a new day. Chuck stopped drinking alcohol.
That's true.
So
that's what's up.
Yeah, some change, man.
Well, you know, King and Blast is vegetarian, so
get the fuck
Let's get into it.
That's the way Williams.
How long y'all been vegetarian?
He's 4 years now. He's 4 years.
Not a chicken nugget. Not a Morton Steakhouse. You ain't had Louisiana chicken in 4 years.
You ain't relapsed on one, just, you know, oops.
Popeyes.
No accident.
Wingstop.
Bologna. Nothing.
Get the fuck out of here.
Especially no bologna.
Both of y'all are full vegetarian. So Blaz got you on that bullshit, didn't he?
it was really LT.
Yeah.
LT's vegetarian too?
LT started the wave.
How long has she been vegetarian?
Five years now.
Yeah, like 5 years.
So this was a conscious thing that y'all done, that y'all
the
did.
The whole squad is vegetarian.
Yeah. So that's fucking impressive. You was the last one to jump on board?
Nah, I was.
He dibbed and dabbed.
I dibbed and dabbed.
Okay, so you was relapsed.
You still eat corn dogs and shit. You know, hot pockets.
I was still fucking some shit up. I ain't gonna lie. I went to Red Lobster and I ordered an Alfredo.
Oh shit!
That was the last day
with shrimps.
I got it with no shrimp. That's the funny thing.
I got it with no shrimp.
And it was the cheese that really got me. It was the cheese that really.
So y'all not vegan, just vegetarian.
I can't shake it quite on being vegan and vegetarian too,
because it'd be certain cheese, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
I just had a pizza today.
With what on it?
With cheese.
Oh, no pepper, no
meat. No meat.
So Blast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You are full out vegetarian for what, 4 years? Mm-hmm. So at this point, your body's conditioned to not digesting meat.
Say that.
Now, have you thought about, like, when was the last time you saw some shit and you was like, man, I fucked that, whatever, or are you completely turned off of meat?
Like, when you go so long, certain smells that you, you up. Like,
so if we wanted to broadcast live in a Wingstop and do this interview inside of a Wingstop, that'll fuck you up.
Our face will be like this.
Yeah, King of Blast in the building. You know?
Yeah,
you know, I don't know if you guys knew. Like, there was a research that came out that Hennessy got meat in it.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You lying.
Fuck me.
He got me. That was a good one. I ain't gonna lie.
Shit. He was about to rage the fuck up out of it. He looked, homie looked in the cup like, what in the
fuck? Yo, he looked like a slave and he got caught at the fence. What are you doing?
What you mean? Hennessy's got me.
Oh, that was good.
Hennessy's got me.
Oh, yeah, y'all got me. That was good. I ain't gonna lie.
That was hilarious. My nigga was like, oh, hell the fuck nah. He said, you lying.
I got
I commend you, though. I mean, that's,
that was hella funny.
I mean, it takes, back to the Mozzie situation, as far as it takes discipline to do that shit. I definitely want to make sure that we salute Mozzie.
Salute
on that.
Hell yeah, salute to Mozzie. That was some major, that was big boy shit for
real. Yeah, so congratulations to him. Again, no matter whatever happens, if you fall off, come back, whatever, the fact that you did that shit is dope, man.
And I like the fact that when you go public with that kind of thing, the fact that, see, and I think this is one thing too, I'm going to touch on Mozzie. Mozzie went public with the fact that he is quitting lean, right? And I think that's fucking dope.
That is dirty.
I think
dope.
That's big, like, not even just for him as a person and his family, but for the culture. Like, that's making a statement. And then also, when you go public with shit like that, you're also allowing the public to hold you accountable.
Yeah,
right. For staying on that path. Right. Same thing with Chuck. When Chuck went public with, okay, I'm gonna stop drinking alcohol. Now the public can hold you accountable for your commitment. Yeah. Right. And I feel like that's really important, especially for the culture and hip hop in general, because nobody want to be held accountable for shit. Yeah, everybody just want to do what the fuck they want to do. Mm-hmm. I think that y'all, me personally, just knowing that now, because I didn't know that y'all are fucking vegetarian. Mm-hmm. Y'all should really like let that be known. Okay. Thank you. Appreciate that.
All right, damn.
are we done? Yeah. But I think y'all should really let that be known, because there's a lot of people who do different things. AD quit drinking.
Oh, that's dope.
Just certain things that AD quit drinking. Right, certain people.
AD used to go hard.
Oh, AD was the hardest. Man, and the thing is, I think that y'all, being that y'all are really committed to this vegetarian shit, let that be known, bro. Yeah, make that public knowledge, to where that's something that people that. Because you're tapping, first of all, just on some business shit, marketing, you're tapping into a whole nother market.
Say that. That's real
talk. On some business shit.
You're right.
Second of all,
more game.
Right, people who look like us and come from where we come from aren't on that wave. Mm-hmm. Just like y'all had to be put up on it. And you know what I mean? It's just an educational thing. So I think y'all should really push that.
That's
along.
Some real shit.
Right.
That's some real shit.
What was I going to say? I want to mention, who's like one of your not necessarily your dream collab that you want to get down with, like, anybody at this point, if you can create it, not necessarily a list, but if it's one person you want to knock off that list, like, yo, dream collab, we gotta get them in the studio, at least work with and kind of make some shit happen.
Travis Scott.
Nice.
I say Andre 3000.
Three stacks.
Huh? Say that.
Hey, Blast is going for the. He's trying to
go legendary.
Yeah,
man.
He trying to be the guy. He not. Yeah. King is like, I want to do some art. Like, I want to just create dope art. Blast, I mean, I'm coming for these niggas next.
I'm not playing, man.
I think that's dope. That dichotomy between the two of y'all. Like, I think that's gonna be really, really good for y'all.
What's one thing, Blast, that people don't know about King that people that the general perception, maybe it's homie shit or musically or whatever, that people may not know about King?
He be fucking up chicken nuggets on the low.
He be breaking in the Chick-fil-A on Sunday.
They open the Chick-fil-A for him on Sunday.
If we eat it on Sunday, it don't make sense.
Damn, that's a good ass question.
I mean, because you guys been knowing each other for some time, and it could be like, it can be some shit from back in the day. It could be whatever, just some shit that people may not know about him personally, maybe regimen wise, whatever. You know what I'm saying? People that may not know about King. And I might ask you the same thing, so you got to think about that shit too. If you got it, let me know.
Okay,
I would say a lot of people don't know, just in general, King's struggle, like how he been separated from his family and stuff, and how I really respect how he's so strong about his family. He really care. He really a family oriented type of dude. Like, when he say his home is open arms, that's him.
Word.
He represent his family. You know what I'm saying? He a real loving dude and just humble. Like, he'll give you his last dollar.
That's the word. Let me get a dollar.
You got five?
You got a dollar? Let me get a dollar.
He gonna do it too. Let me get that Gucci belt too. Why you at it?
You can keep the belt. I just want the money.
I can pawn the belt. Fuck that.
Pawn it.
Hey, sell it. Pawn it.
What are you?
What about you? What about you, King? What's one thing that people don't know about Blast?
About Blast. Man,
yeah, late to the evil.
This guy right here, you could have the worst day in the world. Mm-hmm. This guy right here could could take that away in an instant. Like,
make you laugh.
Like, you know you mad, right, and you want to be mad.
Nigga, I hate you.
You want to be mad. Like, you don't even want nobody.
It feel good to be mad.
Right. This nigga will take that away from you.
Like, I don't even know what I'm mad about. Happy, nigga.
So you never seen him really upset?
Like, nah. Even when you mad, he got a way to talk to you and to be like, what's wrong, my nigga? Like, you
know. Like, there's worse shit going on in this world.
You know, like, be good, bro.
Yeah.
You know, and he'll make you see the better perception of it. You know,
yeah.
And they'll be like, damn, you right. Like, that's one good thing about him. He got a way of uplifting the energy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a great thing about Blast.
Now, one thing that people don't see, I mean, nowadays, and what I do appreciate about you guys, they don't see in hip hop groups like that no more, or duos, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely want to commend you guys for that as well. What's one thing that people don't know, maybe the gift and the curse of being in a duo, that people may not know, you know what I'm saying? Like, can you tap into that? Like, what's
the downfall to being in a duo? Like, what's something that is not necessarily between y'all two, but just you could see that being a downfall of being a group?
Right. I would just say, like, it's just like any relationship, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, we don't all think alike. We both have different perceptions. So sometimes we clash on just how we understand some certain things. But as long as you can understand that, like what I said, everybody don't have the same perception.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's some logical ground that you can come to on a common ground, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I would just say, like, simply just understanding each other.
Gotcha.
Key.
That's crazy that he said that too, because that was going to be the same thing I was going to touch on, was the perception, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I really like about us, because we're two different people, but we get along so well. So it's actually like a yin and yang,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And it gives people a difference of both worlds,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
So. Now I do want to talk about this real quick. Coachella's fucking coming up. Okay.
Oh my god.
Oh yes,
I would love Coachella. To do Coachella.
That's where I'm going with it, right? Come on, so. Now. You see the headliners, right? The Weeknd. I don't really care. It's no secret. I'm not the biggest Weeknd fan. It's the octave is too fucking high. The hair. It just be crazy.
Right. He said, just be crazy.
Should just be crazy. I'm just not the biggest Weeknd. I think the man is incredibly gifted and talented. I just don't really. I'm not the biggest Weeknd fan. I'm allowed to not be a fan. I'd rather listen to King and Blast.
Yeah. There you go.
Hello.
Okay.
So.
Man, that's some real shit, too. That's funny.
Yeah. So you got the Weeknd, you got Eminem, you got Beyonce, right? Mm. Now, last year, Beyonce canceled, right? She canceled her show because she was pregnant.
Yeah.
Right? Was it last year?
Yeah. Last year. Yeah.
So obviously it's a makeup show, because right. white people ain't playing about
it. They're not fucking around.
They're not playing with their money.
Come on, man.
How many babies you have? We're going to get your ass.
Them white people not playing.
We cut the check.
Bitch,
you coming back.
I don't talk about none of that blue or that Ivy shit.
Fuck all that.
Fuck all that shit. We need a show. You know what I'm saying?
Bring your ass back.
Hey, bro. That's funny.
But so.
That's funny.
She canceled her show. What would be the reason that y'all would cancel? Like, y'all say y'all got added to Coachella.
Mm-hmm.
Dream come true, right? Y'all going on right before M. Not before the. Not he not gonna do none of the week shit. He gonna do that Marshall Mathers shit.
Right.
So y'all opening up for M. That's fucked up. So y'all. He not gonna do none of that underwater shit. All that underwater shit, right. Whack. You know what I'm saying? It's real shit. So y'all opening up for Eminem, right? What'll be the reason y'all have to cancel the show?
That whack ass verse.
I'm just saying, Beyonce was giving birth, or she's pregnant.
Right.
Last year,
it gotta be so.
What would be the reason King of Blast would miss a show like Coachella?
Shit, my baby was being born. Shit,
you would miss it?
I miss the show. Yeah,
you miss Coachella.
Damn, that's a hard one.
He said, like, when you say Coachella like that, hey,
I'm gonna see my nigga every day. Like, you mean, like,
I'm gonna have you forever after this.
That's what I'm talking about. Go get that.
I was just saying this nigga, I was saying he was a family man and shit.
Oriented.
This nigga said, I'm gonna see him.
Fuck that baby.
He said, hey, you know what? I ain't gonna see this nigga every day. You know what I'm saying?
Coachella once a year.
Right. Hey, because I had to, that's why I reiterated, you ever miss Coachella?
Coachella.
Yeah, I had to think about that. I ain't gonna lie. I had to think about that for a second.
You guys have kids?
Yeah, I just got a son. He 1 month.
Congratulations. 1 month. Congratulations.
Oh, congratulations,
man.
All right.
So you can help me out then.
Yeah, Chuck is expecting.
I'm gonna have a baby in June. What's come on? Give me the sign. What do I need to look out for? You know what I'm saying? Because I need some help.
So far,
dad advice.
Just get ready for no sleep.
Okay, I already kind of get no sleep, but you're right.
That's pretty much it.
That's it. Like all hours
and undivided attention, of course.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Especially for the first period of time, of course, like the first month.
Gotcha.
The whole fucking life,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, but not, but that first, yeah.
Yeah, but
man, you ain't gotta pay attention to motherfucker after the fucking shit. Like,
you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get like 13 or something. After next start saying Google sandwiches and shit. Good after that.
Nah, but the reason I say that is just like so he can identify who you are. One thing we don't realize is like babies, things that we think that they ain't learning, they are learning. Like right. When you singing to your kid
very
or
fast.
When you reading to them, that type of stuff is important.
Gotcha. Damn, for
looking
real?
Looking to their eyes, like stuff like that, lay them on your chest.
Damn.
I don't want to get too deep.
Nah, hell shit. Yeah. We need to know that. Yeah, I mean, I don't plan. I'm not fucking with it.
Hey, next thing you know, he gonna make a
I'm pulling out. I'm not fucking with that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm backing out like a driveway. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Any kind of spasm or any kind of shit like that, I'm pulling out that dog.
Man,
we gonna finish this shit off in the shower. Semen die at 72 degrees Fahrenheit. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
West Coast,
right? Yeah, right. All right. All right, so look. Before we close out, man, one thing that we always ask, man, King and Blast, it's the top of the year, so you got plenty of time, but what's one thing, you mentioned touring, but we're going to try to just push up a notch. What's one thing you want to make sure you guys do before the end of the year? The year can't end before King and Blast does what?
They got to hop on one of them Eminem water records.
Oh, shit. We need one of those.
Yeah.
I'm ready to put my foot in this door, man. I'm ready to start running up records with everybody, man. I'm ready, mm-hmm. ready for this life, man. I'm ready. You know what I'm saying?
Got you.
I just want to put out some more dope music, man.
So another project? Yeah. Another project?
Of course.
Another project.
Sure.
We got some shit.
Does it? I'm sorry. I got to ask this, too, because we were talking about the group shit, being a duo. Mm-hmm. Does this put pressure on, like, at this point saying, okay, yo, I want to do a solo project. Like, is that cool? Yay, nay? Like, how do you guys think about that? Do you, like running as a unit, or he's like, man, fuck it, nah. Do your shit.
We do our shit.
Okay.
But. Yeah. We both got songs by ourselves.
Yeah,
too. We got.
Oh, they already break it up.
You already trying to
be Justin Timberlake.
Here we go.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck.
King of Blast is never breaking up.
Yeah, never.
That's nothing. That's never gonna happen.
But when we're together,
that's what we make the. Mm-hmm. That's what we make the most fire.
But you got solo songs. You got King songs. How many King songs you got?
I got a lot.
How many King?
I never put none of them out.
Just estimate. How many King songs you got?
I can't even count.
Just guess.
My folders.
Just guess. How many songs?
Just guess.
All right, I'll say about 140.
Damn, okay, 104. Okay,
damn,
hold on.
Pac?
Okay. 140 King songs. How many King and Blast songs are there? Oh, total.
I can't. Damn, it's more.
It's more than that?
More
okay, because I was about to say.
If it's more.
If it got 20 King and Blast songs, 140 King songs. You know what I'm saying? Nah, you know what I mean?
Way more.
You know what I mean? They priority straight.
Body bags, you're going to need them. You're going to need them.
Talk to me.
All right, man. We appreciate you guys coming on through, man. This is a great conversation. We definitely look forward to seeing the progression of King and Blast throughout the years. Much love, TIU.
I'm glad that y'all finally, you know what I'm saying, we finally did this.
For sure.
For real.
Man, I don't think y'all understand how much we appreciate this.
Yeah, come on, for real. Love. Real y'all earn this, man.
It's just like... This is crazy.
No, keep telling us. Like we.
Nah. It really is though. No, it's amazing though, for real.
I'm just fucking with you.
Just for to real. Be in these seats though, like for real. We came up here so many times with the squad, but it's just like
it might be a picture.
It's like a reflection of like the work we putting in.
For
you know
sure.
what I'm saying? It's like y'all see it. That's all the type of shit we need.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Once people that we look up to recognize what we doing.
Yeah.
It's just all go hand in hand, you know what I'm saying?
Man, just stay focused, man. Keep
stay focused
shit,
and one thing I can say,
aside from pulling out.
Yeah, definitely pull out. Pull out.
Well, 2 years
to pull, you know, like a rip cord. Get the fuck up out of there, bro.
Get the fuck up out of there.
Hey, don't come from that. Except, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But what I would say, like, what I notice is a lot of times on the path, especially up and coming artists like such as yourselves and people who want to be in that conversation, want to be mentioned amongst those you know, the yays and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Stay focused. Mm-hmm. Don't get distracted by, you know, people talking shit. Don't get distracted by people not believing. Don't even be discouraged. It's something that even Chuck had to learn as we grew. Right. Don't get discouraged by people not necessarily believing or seeing what your vision is. Right. Because your vision is your vision and nobody else has your eyes.
That's real.
So you can't expect them to see what you see. You know what I'm saying? Right. And a lot of times I notice, like, when we, especially through our journey, like, y'all know where we came from. So we were actually the anti-establishment. Hmm. You know what I mean?
All right.
We couldn't get on over there in Burbank, so we had to create our own platform.
Right.
So I just feel like for y'all to be such a close-knit group and a close-knit family, like, just the main thing for me is I just want to drill like this thought is just stay focused. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of shit is coming your way and it's gonna be negative energy, it's gonna be positive energy, it's gonna be money, it's gonna be shows, it's gonna be whatever it is gonna be. And a lot of times I see a lot of good potential people, like, that could be great, start to fucking veer off. Mm-hmm. And they either get, you know, swamped into the bullshit where there be beefs or negativity, or, you know, responding to negativity, or it could be the positive shit and then that starts to, you know, segregate each other.
Yeah.
I think together we need to be stick together.
Straight up.
That's indeed.
That's some real shit.
Just going off that real quick.
What?
How y'all feel about the RJ03?
I was just gonna say, I'm not with that shit. I'm not with that. Yeah. I'm not with that, man. We took so long to see. The thing is, what people don't understand, we took so long as far as the West Coast, LA, to get to a point where we had unity.
Right.
And now that's separation, true. That bullshit, I'm not with that. Me, Chuck Dizzle, I can't speak for nobody else on Homegrown but myself. I'm not with that shit, man. Stop that negativity, bullshit, beef, whatever y'all problems y'all got. Y'all need to talk on the phone like men and be done with that shit. Like, that's me personally. We can joke and all that shit off the camera and shit, but on camera, fuck that. That's bullshit.
Y'all
need to put that bullshit to the side, man.
That's real tough.
As far as I'm concerned, as far as, like, RJ and O3, they both extremely talented people.
Straight up.
And I think that we can make more money together. Mm-hmm. That's something that I learned a long time ago with one of my big homies. He was like, bro, like, he said, why would I beef with somebody? We can make more money together. Mm-hmm. You got a fan base, I got a fan base. We can combine those fan base and sell out a venue and get some bread. Mm-hmm. Or we can do segregated shit and get less money, get less. But me personally, everybody pretty much know this because I say it all the time. I'm for the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
So any and everybody that's moving and doing shit out here, I think we need to just stick together.
Yeah,
period. All the other bullshit got to be to the side, because right now, if you look at it, I just told this to one of my homies the other day. 2 days ago, I told her, he hit me about the same. She's like, yo, you see O3 and RJ? And I said, the problem with the West Coast is we always cannibalize ourselves. Mm. Once we get to a certain level in the industry, we start to eat ourselves up. Crabs in a barrel or whatever, you know what I mean? And I think that what I told the big homie was, everybody too busy looking at the crumbs that they can't see the cake over there.
Mm.
Stop focusing on the crumbs and look at the cake.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Cake over there. Damn.
West Coast.
Real shit. West side.
You got the game, bro.
On that note, man.
Real talk.
Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head, Homegrown Radio, King and Blast. Hey. Thank y'all for coming on through, man.
Thank y'all, man. Love.